Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we're gearing up for a football festival. August 16th, it's our annual kickoff event at River City Roll. Join us for a full football season preview show, high school, college, and the National Football League. Representing the Commanders will be Fred Smoot and Tim Hightower. And we've got a special guest who will be back for Football Fest 3, hanging out with us in studio. Ken Oxendine is here. And Ken, welcome back to the studio, man. Thanks for coming by.
What? I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we'll holler at you in a second, but we've tracked down Travis Thomas. Travis Thomas Experience, one of my best buddies from my time working in Washington, D.C. He's gone off to Boston to cover better teams. Except for maybe the football team, because the Commanders now are really good. Travis Thomas with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, get Ken a microphone. I want to party with everybody. I might have to come to your football fest too, bro. That sounds like a lot of fun, man. It's good to hear from you, bro.
Absolutely. We'll make Travis Thomas MVP, and you don't have to worry about that. MVP and VIP at AWOD Football Fest. But I know you were out at the joint practice. I mean, shoot, give us your immediate reaction.
Well, I went into it wanting to see Jaden Daniels against Drake May. And what I got was that and more. I mean, we'll start there. Like, I already knew Jaden Daniels was the truth. I already knew. Everyone can see that, okay? I mean, I would argue the Commanders were, what, a bad quarter away from going to the Super Bowl. But so I already kind of came in with expectations for Jaden. I really wanted to see if Drake May belonged on the same field as this guy, because we all go back to draft night, right? I mean, all these kids, they're going to be attached at the hip, you know, for the rest of their careers, obviously. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Penix. I mean, you know all the names. So I wanted to see, all right, kind of take me back to draft night here. Let's see Drake May against Jaden Daniels. And I got everything I bargained for. Jaden Daniels, yet again, smooth. He is like smooth jazz, dude. He never gets rattled. Even the way he practices, he's in command. He's very intentional. I didn't even see him. At one point, I said to the some of the Commanders reporters, I was like, does this kid work hard ever? Every time I see him in the game, in a practice setting, it just doesn't even seem like he's sweating or working hard. And they're like, dude, he does work hard, but the team really pushes him mentally. That's when I started learning about the VR stuff. I didn't know. I had heard that him and Kingsbury watch VR, you know, tape together. I had heard that before. But yesterday was the first time I got real insight into he watches, how much he watches, and how he watches it. He watches it sped up. So not only are teams in this league, some of them aren't even doing virtual reality. Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury are doing it at a high speed, which is insane to me. So I was told they push him mentally. A lot of the things you don't see behind the scenes is where the team is pushing Jaden Daniels, because that's how smart he is, and he can process that fast.
Yeah.
So that was insightful.
Yeah.
On the field, I saw Drake May physically. making throws that I saw Jaden making. And it was kind of what we already knew, that Drake May is raw. He needs development. He did not have that last season with his coaching staff. He has that now with Mike Vrabel and the crew and Josh McDaniels. And he has better weaponry. They have had the worst offensive line in the league by far for the last 2 years, the Patriots. This year, it's not going to be as bad. It ain't great, but it certainly is improved. There was nowhere to go but up, and they addressed it. And then you add a Stephon Diggs, who I realize is not in his prime, but certainly an upgrade at the wide receiver position in the last few years for the Patriots. So I do believe, watching Drake May make some of the throws he made yesterday, my God, he was throwing lasers, bro. I do believe he belongs on the field. I do think we will get more Jaden-esque type of results from Drake May this season in New England, but Jaden Daniels is just light years ahead of a lot of quarterbacks in this league, and there's no shame in that.
Travis Thomas with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, giving his thoughts and reactions from being in Foxborough for the joint practice yesterday. Can you share your side of the story with the headline, Patriots Mike Vrabel bloodied after jumping into a practice scrum? What did Travis Thomas see there?
Yeah, well, this is what I mean by I got so much more than I bargained for. I came to watch Drake against Jaden, and then I see – now, here's the thing they're not telling you, okay? So there's a viral clip of him, you know, emerging from the pile, bloody in the face, and everyone's like, look at this leader of men. Let me tell you something, Awad. There were several fights yesterday, dude. It was five or six kerfuffles. Mike Vrabel was in every single one of them. Now, obviously, the one that he got all, like, beat up is getting the headlines, but he was in all of them. And I'm like, dude, we're kind of not giving the full story here. Everyone's talking about this one fight. He was in every single fight, breaking it up, yelling at guys. I think this dude still wants to play. I think that player mentality is still in Mike Vrabel. He's out there with pads at some of these camp practices, showing guys how it's done. I mean, this guy is absolutely insane. He's still in great shape. So I think that meathead in him is still very much alive. But Awad, I counted, I'm not exaggerating, I counted five or six fights, and Vrabel was in the center of every single one of them. Dude's a maniac, bro.
That's so crazy to hear. I love that. I mean, I think they should have given him the job last year, right? I mean, it's kind of crazy that he sat out a season. Travis, so all the reports from Commanders reporters are all about the wide receivers, given Terry McLaurin not being there. What did you see from the wide receiver core the Commanders have at the joint practice?
I mean, I tell you what I saw, and it wasn't specific guys. Just in the dichotomy between Patriot receivers and Commander receivers, I didn't see drops from Commander receivers. I saw a lot of drops from Patriots receivers. They made some plays, too. But I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this guy, Drake May, was locked the bleep in. He was throwing absolute BBs, and a lot of his great passes were dropped. I counted three or four of them myself with my own eyes. I didn't see drops from Commander's receiver. So, again, but I don't want to give too much – I don't even want to give too much credit to the receivers for that. I just think it's a well-oiled machine. And it's funny. Last year, the joint practice was Patriots and Eagles, okay? And it looked like varsity against junior varsity – because Patriots players didn't know where to go. There were drills they were doing. They didn't know where to be, where to line up, where do you want me? Gerard Mayo looked lost. This year, because of Mike Vrabel and his staff, they look competitive against the Commanders. So, I think a lot of this stuff is just system. You know, when you see an open practice in training camp, I've been doing this a long time, man. You can learn a lot of stuff. But a lot of it is just based on coaching and having your guys know what they're doing and being buttoned up and no penalties and lining up and knowing where to go and the tempo. All that was present yesterday. And really all that told me is that I'm looking at two really good coaches run a practice. This is what it's supposed to look like when everything's done. So I don't want to give a ton of credit and say that, you know, this Commander's receiving room without Terry is going to be just fine. That's BS. Everyone knows you need Terry. Hell, up here we're talking every day about the Patriots have the most cap space in the league. If you don't want to get paid, come to New England, bruh. We need, I mean, honestly, Stephon Diggs is old. He's coming off a major injury. I like Stephon Diggs a lot more if Terry McLaurin's next to him. So it's on the Commanders now. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think it was a receiving core. I just think the systems are in place there, no matter who you are, to have success.
Hey, I love to hear you hyping up Jaden Daniels, you know, carving up the Patriots and everything that he's done. How about the offensive line? Because that's going to be a big piece for Washington, taking a step forward. Can they establish the run? B-Rob Eckler, the rookie seventh-round pick, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. How did the line look for the Commanders?
Yeah, I just actually did Craig Hoffman's show, too, and he asked me the same thing, and I kept it real with him. I said, look, bro, I don't get into trenches, okay? Like, I'm just being honest. Like, he asked me about Laremy Tunsil. I was like, look, I did see him lay a dude out. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw him do that. But I also saw Morgan Moses, who you remember and your audience remembers. Morgan Moses is on the Patriots now. He did a great job yesterday, and that was a big story here. And even both, watching both up close, I still could give a rat's ass, bro. Like, I was watching the quarterbacks. And so I will say this, Jaden Daniels was under zero duress. And this New England Patriots defensive line is damn good. So, you know, take that for what you will. Is that Jaden? Is it the line? Is it both? Whereas, you know, juxtaposed to Drake May, I did see run around and scramble a couple times because of pressure. But, hell, we're used to that here. He's always running for his life, and he still makes plays. I saw him do that, too, yesterday. Scramble out, make plays. Kid's a stud. So, you know, as far as offensive line, take that for what you will. I'm not really the guy to break that down for you, but I will say this. It was a clean pocket for Jaden Daniels, as it always is.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally all I needed to hear. Travis Thomas with us here on the Hadeen Merce Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check out all of his work in Boston, YouTube.com, Nesson, N-E-S-N, Travis Thomas Experience, EXP, on Twitter. What are you expecting for Friday's preseason game, Commanders against the Patriots?
Oh, the game is such an afterthought here, man. It's the Tom Brady statue unveiling. So everybody's all fired up for that and hoping that the statue doesn't look like crap. But as you know, as far as the game, obviously, from a New England standpoint, it's all about Drake May. It's all about Drake May. It's all about, hey, does he look comfortable? How's he doing in a Josh McDaniels offense? You're not going to see him long. But you want to just see him get in however many series he's going to play, have command, and get the hell out of there healthy. And I would say I'm looking for the same thing on the Commander side, too. You already know what you're getting with Jaden Daniels and some of these other guys. Let the young boys get in, get their reps, get their tape. But, you know, as far as your starters, get in, be in command, and get out of there healthy. That's all that matters. But up here, it's all about Brady's statue.
Travis, always appreciate it. I was jealous of all the reporters posting clips from Foxborough practice, and I got really jealous when I saw Travis Thomas was there. So I hope all is well. Keep cooking, bro. Thanks for joining me.
No doubt. It's time for you to make a road trip. Even if you got to do the show from here, come up north, come hang out in Boston with your boy. We'll call it volume control, and we'll just go nuts, dude.
I love it. I'll have to make that trip. That's Travis Thomas. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stop. I'm going to attempt something here, all right? And this might sound awful, but I'm going to try something here. Joining us right now, 6 foot, 230 pounds, from Chester, Virginia, Thomas Dale, the pride of the Virginia Tech Hokies, and a seventh-round draft pick in 1998 to the National Football League, Ken Oxendine! You ready to run through the tunnel?
Oh, man, you know it. It's time to get ready and see that smoke and run out there roaring and headbang somebody.
I love that. So thank you so much for joining the show today. Coming by, you got to hang out for a little bit, hear from our special guest. But you'll join us for Football Fest 3, August 16th at River City Roll, primetime, 6 to 10 p.m. I couldn't be more happy that you're back for another year, man.
Oh, man, it's always exciting when this new season's coming up. You got high school football, college football, and pro football all thrown into one. And we're waiting for those parts and pieces, you know, as soon as it ends, you know, in the Super Bowl. You know, and you get a little, you know, nuggets with the former XFL, the UFL. But, you know, the thing is that seeing the draft and then all the things that happen in the offseason in college football, and then looking forward to the guys, the new senior classes that come up in high school, you're just like, oh, man. And you guys, and that you cover it all. And so it's awesome to get that preview and get that excitement going, and you do a great job of it.
I appreciate that. Also, it helps. They have great food at River City Roll.
Yes.
Pizza's banging, good beer selection as well. So there's a lot we can get to. Of course, your high school success here in Richmond, going to play at Virginia Tech there in Blacksburg, the Atlanta Falcons, the XFL. But you blew my mind when you told me you were coaching in NFL Europe.
Yes.
And you coached quarterback Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes, he was part of a quarterback crew, him and Shane Boyd and Cliffy, and he reminded me of Danny Cannell. I played with Danny in Atlanta, but with a stronger arm, and then because his presence in the pocket, you know, his presence in the room, his presence in general, you see how he exude confidence in his quarterbacks that he play and his offense. And, you know, and at that time we had a wide open offense. You see some of the things that we did then. Tommy Maralovich, who was our quarterback player, and he was our offensive coordinator. But you just see his imagination just being what it is. And it's awesome watching his offensive go, and especially how he's taking the Washington team and just help, you know, that group come back to its form.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that a big part of the success last year was the mindset, the game plan of offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. So we've heard that he wakes up at like 4 a.m. Mm. Did you witness any of that when you were coaching him?
No.
No.
Yeah, but you know, the NFL Europe was so different. You know, it was laid back. We started at 6 and we finished at 12, just because, you know, you're in soccer country.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
right.
Or football. And so, you know, and that year the World Cup was there. Uh-huh. So it was just so many different things that went on. But, you know, you just saw his tenacity to listen and take initiative, but also to be a part of that team, and how when it was his turn, you know, he did what he was supposed to do.
Absolutely. And then I asked you about your time in Atlanta. Did you cross paths with Dan Quinn? You were telling us a story about how Arthur Blank brought back the alums because Dan Quinn wanted a brotherhood, right?
Yeah, you really look at how Dan Quinn was in Atlanta. It was a brotherhood, and it you know, it really morphed into what Arthur Blank was doing within the community of his team and in the culture that he was building. So when you think about when you're building that culture, you know, the brotherhood which Dan Quinn was doing with that team, it seeped not only into, you know, what was happening in with the Atlanta Falcons, but also beyond to the alumni. So, you know, he really wanted to, and I'm pretty sure Dan Quinn had something to do with that, is bringing those older guys back to be around the younger guys to really showcase those parts, but then also to be able to help bring them along as well. So,
yeah, for decades we've heard about culture in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Last year we finally saw it. Yeah. What it's like when you change a culture. Can you kind of give us your thoughts being in the locker room in the National Football League? What it's like when you know this team has a good culture?
It's awesome because of the fact that I've been fortunate to have great coaches, and it's crazy when I look back on the individuals that coached me, from my high school coach Williams to Coach Beamer to Coach in Atlanta, shucks.
I'm not going to be able to pull it. Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
It'll come to me in a second. Yeah. But then also Al Luganville and so on and so forth. So those guys are individuals that just, you see it and you see how, and they demand that respect. They create this respect. But then also they're player coaches as well. So it's one of those things that this, as if you can create it and you do it and you do it right, you see it, and then you see it ooze into the game plan. You see it as players, you know, take care of each other, as those individuals continue to rise up and do the things necessary to allow, you know, each other to be able to lean on each other.
Yeah, I think the culture that Dan Quinn built last year in Washington, that you could see it ooze into the game plan, was the next man up mentality.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler was out for a few times. Next man up, Chris Rodriguez. You know, Jane Daniels missed a couple quarters. Never missed a full game, but Marcus Mariota stepped in.
Yeah.
And so that's the culture there of, you know, belief in when my name's called,
yeah,
I'm going to be ready for it. So I love that. Ken Oxendine's hanging out with us. So I know you do a lot of great stuff in the community, and Ox Performance, your organization, oxperformance.org, and all the great work. So tell us a little bit about Chesterfield Public Schools and the work you'll do with them, and then Chesterfest.
All right, well, Chesterfield, that's my 9-to-5. I'm the business specialist, helping to connect the dots for a lot of business in the school system. We got the first day of school coming up in a couple of weeks. But one of the things I do as well is I do a college prep course called What's Next Wednesday. And what it is, I'll do a virtual series on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Once a month, and just talk about the application process, FAFSA form, and, you know, getting parents, and this is across the board in every school, is students reach out to your counselors. There's an organization, GRASP, that they help kids understand the FAFSA. So I have those individuals come on my show, and we'll talk about, you know, just the college process and then how to happen. And I'll even talk about the NCAA. I have a niche time when Gary Downs, Caleb and Josh Downs' dad, he came on and spoke last year and talked about the NCAA and just how the NIL and the coalition are two very different things. And then the process of getting into school. So, you know, those are one of the things that we do. And then Coffee and Conversation is another space that we have. It's a virtual series where we talk about, you know, different things from ADD to, you know, screen time for kids to, you know, connecting kindergartners. So all those things that help parents just, and students and guardians be the best version of themselves. So
I love how much you've given back to the community. Oxperformance.org for more information. Mm-hmm. You know how much things have changed here since your time, but high school football recruiting is completely night and day.
Oh,
can
God.
You tell us about what it was like for you?
Oh, man, for me, it was I was top 9 in the country. So that's a lot of people. I didn't know it until I went to the NFL. That's how you didn't know, because you didn't know those things. You know, you had Street and Smith where you saw the ratings and all that stuff. But, you know, when you look at it from how they do it now is totally different. So now you're being recruited a lot from the social media space. You're creating that relationship through the social media space. And then, yeah, you do create a better relationship from the conversations and then also going to these camps. A lot of these parents, you know, they're spending a lot of times on campuses at these junior day or senior days where now they're being seen. And film work is one of those things. But now I'm creating relationship and the coach is seeing me, you know, sooner or seeing me on campus, and then those parts are happening. But it's totally different from a standpoint of I couldn't imagine, you know, being on social media, having, you know, a million followers and then having to, you know, negotiate those pieces and then the money that goes with it now. You know, it was going on back in the day, but not, you know, now it's like
public.
Yes,
now
it's public knowledge. So
yeah, and that really makes it tough for the kids, probably, because the fans know you're making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They don't expect more. They're demanding more,
they're demanding.
Which has changed everything. We've got Ken Oxenine with us here, sitting in the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat from Thomasdale to Virginia Tech. What do you remember about your time in Blacksburg?
Just great. It was a great opportunity, part of my life that it really allowed me to just, you know, grow as a person, but then also create a lot of great friends. Shane Beamer, actually, with the Hokies, they're going to be facing his crew in a couple of weeks. But a lot of good friendships through that. And then just, you know, being able to have the opportunity to play on the highest level. The time that I was there, you know, if they had the BCS or the college playoff system, my sophomore and junior year, we would have went to two BCS games. And so we had we think about teams, you know, those teams that we were on at the time with Drunken Miller, myself, and just the defensive guys that we had. And then when you think about it, the change of a team can be so fast. And now even I was assuming fast because the freshman group my senior year was the national championship team. Mm. So with the addition of Mike.
Yeah.
That, you know, it changed everything for them. And so, but they still would have been just up there as well because that defense was just, you know, with a whole nother level.
If there was a 12-team college football playoffs, you would have played it in almost every year.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Right?
No doubt.
Because what was your team's records for those 4 years? Probably nine wins, right?
I mean, yeah. We my freshman year, I think we won seven, played Tennessee Manning in his freshman year. Oh my gosh! And then
why? Oh my gosh! Was he that good?
Well, he was. It's that he had five runs, and you know he was not a running cornerback.
No, but he was slow as hell.
But he had like five runs that really dictated that game.
Oh, so you're on the sidelines. We're letting this slow Manning kill us.
Yeah. So, you know, and it was just one of those things but you also saw the fruits of our labor and the fruits that Coach Beamer was creating. And then we went two runs of 10 win seasons. That was next to my sophomore and junior year. And then we had a hurt Al Clark, our starting quarterback at the time, was injured most of my senior year. So we ended up having another six win and played North Carolina with about 8,000 first rounders on that defense. So that was, but then they went on a run of just like, I think like almost 15 years of 10 win games.
Right.
So,
and it really was like your class and then everybody after that, you set a standard.
Yes. Yep. And that's the bigger part now is that, and I think even with the portal and all those pieces, is that still when the guys kind of come in, they still got us. And that's going to be very interesting with Tech, even though, like, we had a little conversation with Tech playing South Carolina this year. It's going to be interesting because they changed their strength and conditioning coach. Jared Ferguson is the strength and conditioning coach, and they were losing a lot of games in that second half, in that fourth quarter. And so, and he changed the culture of what is going to, the demand of the players going into the season. So it's going to be very interesting watching them.
I think all of Virginia Tech knows they had a chance to win two or three more games last year. Yeah. Miami, Vanderbilt, there are others, but it's just going to piss people off. But the football season is a couple of weeks away. You will kick off with us at Football Festival August 16th. give people a reason to come and hang out with you, man.
Hey, you know, it's with me. Not only me, it's a lot of other guys. There's a lot of pro guys could be there, and it's just and the excitement of that space is just awesome. You know, you have the bowling, you have different, you know, a plethora of choices and beverages, and then the food. The food is awesome. My kids come with me. It's kid friendly atmosphere, and you know, and then you get to hang out with us.
Yeah,
you know, and
then, hear stories about your time in the league.
All day long. So and not only mine, but there like we said, like Adam said, there'll be some other guys that'll be there that you'll be to conversate with, and we don't bite. And so
I know he might be massive. Yeah. He might look like he can still run you over, but he promises not to bite.
Yeah, so come on out there, check us out August 16th from 6 to 10 o'clock, and we're looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for stopping by. So oxperformance.org if they want to find out more about the work you do in the community.
Yes, yep, exactly.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
That's Ken Oxendine. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, your home for Virginia Tech football once again in 2025. All game broadcast plus Tech Talk live every Thursday. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for the Cowan Gates Hokies update is Bill Roth. And Bill, I got Ken to stick around for another segment so you guys could chop it up.
I am so glad Ken is there. One of the greatest Hokies ever. One of my all-time favorites. And nice to be with you, Ox.
The greatest sports announcer in the world. The voice of the Hokies.
You know, we knew, thank you, by the way, but we knew right away from the first time he stepped on campus with that magnetic smile that Ken, there was something special there. You're looking at it right now, A1,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the first time he touched his first touch. Ox, what happened the first time you got the ball?
I went to the house.
First touch?
I mean, you can't script it better than that.
Well, here's this freshman, Ken Oxendine, from Thomas Daly in Chester, Virginia. Let's see what he's got. Boom, to the house. It was like a 60-yard run?
Yep, on Thursday night football.
Thursday night against West Virginia.
Yep.
A big game, yeah.
Oh, man, huge.
Yeah, that was Tirico and Herb Street and Corso.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Awad, I used to do – do you remember George Carlin?
Yeah.
He used to do this shtick about the difference between football and baseball.
Okay.
Do you remember that comedy routine?
No, I don't.
Football is played in War Memorial Stadium. Baseball is played in a park. You never remember that whole thing? Football, it's a penalty, sometimes a personal foul. And in baseball, it's an error. Oops, I made an error. You know. Football, you march down the field against your enemy. In baseball, the object of the game is to go home. Right, so I did the same thing. This is a long time ago, but I would do this shtick at Hokie Club events, like at UVA, it's the grounds. At Tech, it's the drill field. Right,
that's
at
good
UVA,
bet.
When there's a touchdown, they sing and they sway. Right, they sing the good old song. At Tech, we fire the cannon. Right, at UVA, if it's third and one and you need a yard, you give the ball to Tiki. At Tech, we give it to the Ox.
Oh, that is awesome.
In the Hokie Club, they would roll. You have to know your audience, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, UVA right? Fans are rolling their eyes at the moment. Sorry, it's a Hokie Club thing. But anyway, Ken was one of the more popular guys I think we've ever had, and he was right. You know, his teams went to Sugar Bowls and Orange Bowls, and because of their success, we were able to get guys like Mike Vick, and we were able to get guys like D'Angelo Hall. But it all came down to guys like Ken, who was an in-state guy from a great program and a great community and an amazing family. And here we are in 2025. We're still talking about Ken and his impact at Tech and now back in Chesterfield County. So it's just so wonderful, buddy. We're so proud of you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Bill, we are 3 weeks away from the opener. I mean, it is coming up with the quickness, dude.
I know. Practice is underway. And so far, so good. Pads are going to go on. I guess they're on now. And it's an interesting game. As Kenny mentioned, you know, it's against Shane and Torian Gray's on that staff. But it's a big game for both teams. It's a great opportunity. The Hokies' first two games are against SEC teams. And the tone of the season will be set, right, in those first two games against the Gamecocks and then at home against Vandy. And I'm excited to see where we can be. But Ken, you've watched. They were so close last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's those little things that are going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is Coach Pry focusing on in practice?
They're, you know, it's funny. The whole We mentioned this yesterday in our media event. The staff really focused on situational football. And about that, what he meant was like clock management. 10-second runoffs at the end of the half. That got the Hokies at the Syracuse game. It got us at the Miami game.
Yeah.
Those games should have never gone to overtime. And the Miami game didn't. But the Vanderbilt game, there was a margins thing that cost us in regulation. You know, this year, you got to have a timeout left. If you get a guy hurt with no timeouts left at the end of a second or fourth quarter, it's a 10-second runoff or a penalty.
Right.
So you got to win in the margins. And so you got to know those rules. You got to just know them. And they spent a lot of time on that. But we have a closed scrimmage on Sunday. They'll knock each other around a little bit. You don't want to get guys hurt, but they're gonna bang each other a little bit around 11-on-11 on Sunday here.
Bill, we've gotten a few tweets from people that want us to ask about quarterback one and how Drones is looking.
He's the key. He so far so good. He's looked exceptionally good. You know, he missed about half of spring ball because of an injury. He missed most of November in the bowl game because of an injury. So we have not seen. You know, even going back to October, that Georgia Tech game, he wasn't 100%. But this is the best he's been physically since a year ago. And, you know, candidly, he's the key because the Hokies need really good quarterback play to win. That's like not great revelation, like no kidding, right? But with the new offensive coordinator and Philip Montgomery, I like what we've seen so far. But I want to, you know, South Carolina's and Vandy are SEC defenses, so he's got to be really good early. Those aren't two warm-up games. You know, that's not, you know, Johnny Hopscotch on the other side of the line of scrimmage those first two games. And you've got to be good early. There's no exhibition games. And candidly, Drones is the key, particularly early.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. I feel like the Ox would love to hear about the new guys in the running back room.
You know, Torrence Stewart is they're listing him at like 5'9". I don't know, but he's a transfer from Bowling Green. He said yesterday at Media Day, I don't let the first guy bring me down. And I'm like, that's right out of Ox's playbook. Right?
Right.
And he's not as big as Ken is or was, but he's a strong back. And that's what Tootin was. You know, Tootin was a tackle breaker. But he could also pull away from people, too. He had some speed as well. I'm really excited about the revamped offensive line, too. You know, Ken, we should talk about that. Ken had some great offensive line.
Oh, gosh. He was just awesome. You know, you think about those guys. You know, half of them, all of them had a chance in the NFL.
It did. Yeah, that was, and good offensive line coaching back then. Mm-hmm. And I like our new O-line coach, Coach Moore. I really like where we are right now. I don't know, again, you know, South Carolina lost a lot. Vandy's got a lot back. I'm curious to see where we'll be early because it's like taking the final exam on the first day of class, right? You got to be really good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it. Ken, what do you think? Would you rather open up against an FCS team that you're a 35-point favorite, or would you rather open up on a neutral site against an SEC team that might, when the poll comes out Monday, be somewhere in the top 15?
Yeah, this one I'd rather come out with FCS. You know, Shane has done a really great job with the culture and what he's brought down there and just putting the right people around him and just, you know, finding that those gems. You know, you think about that running back last year, you know, he was just amazing. And so, and then the quarterback he got, you know, for this year, you know, so, you know, he has really been able to put together a great team and a string of teams since he's been there.
Yeah. Now, it's going to be a very difficult game. No doubt about that.
I think we just have a surprise, you know. I really think it's going to be interesting with changing, having Jared back, you know, in the deep, and because a lot of people, you know, don't understand, especially outside of sports, that your foundation in sports is your strength and conditioning program.
Yeah.
And Jared, he brings the old school of, you know what we've had in the past with my Coach Gentry, and then also the newness of understanding technology and how to use it to its advantage. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
I think it's a win-win for the Hokies. And Jarrett, another in-state guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who loves the Hokies and knows what we are about. And, I think he's at home. He's exactly where he should be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bill, always appreciate you joining the show. I know before we you get out of here, it came out Virginia Tech basketball news. They'll be in the Bahamas. Same with the Rams.
Yeah, why did Tech and VCU are going to play basketball? Why does it have to be in another country?
I don't know. Can we do it at the Coliseum again like we did 12 years ago?
I don't understand. Virginia Tech and VCU have to play basketball in the Bahamas. But, yeah, they did announce that actually, I guess, about an hour ago. So the first game will be Colorado State, Hokies in Colorado State down there. And Vanderbilt is in the Bahamas as well. I like, you know, the schedule's good. You've got some Big East teams there and some SEC teams. The Hokies are going to play in A-10. You've got Providence, St. Joe's, South Carolina in basketball, Charlotte. So it's good, and that's in addition to the ACC schedule, of course, but the non-conference schedule's out.
Bill, always appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Nice to talk with you, and Ox, can't wait to see you in person, pal.
Likewise.
And congratulations on everything you're doing for the young people in Chesterfield
Thanks,
County,
man. It's all day long. It's a continued process, but no, it's a good feeling when you go to sleep.
Kenny Oxendine is bringing the Hokey way to the classroom and the community in Chesterfield. I'm so happy. I got a big grin, pal.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's great stuff, and he'll be joining us for Football Fest 3 on August 16th. That's Bill Roth for the Cone Gates Hokies Update. I'm Adam Epstein. It's AWOD on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And football's back tonight. Three NFL games. And, of course, we'll kick off the football season on August 16th. Live from River City Roll, join us for Football Fest 3 primetime from 6 to 10 p.m., and we've got the Touchdown Club of Richmond that will be involved in this year's event. I am very much looking forward to that. Of course, Gary Hess and Gary Criswell will join us as the voice of high school football here in Richmond, Virginia, 8:04 broadcast game of the week every Friday on 910 The Fan. So we'll hear from the Touchdown Club of Richmond coming up next. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Blaine McCormick from the Flying Squirrels. What's going on, Blaine?
How are you, Adam? It's good to hear from you, man.
Absolutely. So, my girlfriend's already been bugging me about Taylor Swift night at the Diamond. Can you tell me about that?
Well, we're going to have it as our ERA's tour, Natasha's version. So, that'll be next Sunday in the series finale against the Altoona Curve next week at the Diamonds. part of those night games on Sundays at the 5:05 start, we include pregame concerts. So, for example, we had one that was dedicated to Jimmy Buffett tunes, one that was dedicated to country music on our last homestand, which feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
And this one is going to be for the Swifties, quote-unquote. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a really fun day. Those Sunday night games have been pretty fun for us this season, even though one of them, unexpected rainstorm that rolled through. But it's always fun to bring out some people for a Sunday night and have some fun at the ballpark.
So the Squirrels have been so much better in the second half of the season. What are a few things that you think you can point to in terms of the second half turnaround?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This second half feels like a complete opposite from the first half, and it's a really positive push for the Flying Squirrels at this point. Pitching has been a really key factor, especially from the starters. They were already pretty good in the first half, but they have taken it to another level in this second half of the season. John Michael Bertrand, still the same kind of pitcher that we have seen the past couple of years, gets outs, gets quick innings. I honestly think he should have won Pitcher of the Month for July in the Eastern League, but he didn't get it, unfortunately. But you know, he's been really consistent for the Flying Squirrels since he got to town. And then other starters, like you have some of the new guys coming in, including Tristan Vreeling, who just made his first start for the Flying Squirrels yesterday. Only gave up one run against the Erie Seawolves in 5 1/3 innings. Giants actually acquired him in the trade. So Camilo Doval went over to the Yankees, and they got Vreeling in that deal.
Blaine McCormick with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So this being the final season at the Diamond, I know we're all excited for CarMax Park, and it feels like when I drive by it, it's ready to roll. It looks like, you know, they could throw out a first pitch and start playing baseball over there yet. But how many games do you know are left at the Diamond this year?
So for home games, there are 18 total that are left at the Diamond this year, which is crazy. Hopefully that number rises up with the playoffs coming up, and hopefully the Flying Squirrels can clinch that second half to get into the postseason. But for right now, 18 regular season games, so tickets are going fast. I would encourage you, if you want to be at that last game at the Diamond on Sunday, September 14th, honestly, get your tickets as soon as you can. They're available online at squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets, because those are pretty limited for right now. Everybody wants to be a part of history, so that's a big seller for us, so make sure you get your tickets right away.
Yep, 15th season at the Diamond, celebrating 40 years of baseball at the Diamond in Richmond. And, you know, of course, I started the season by saying, and I'm sure you guys were talking about, how much of a storybook ending it could be if the Squirrels won the championship, the final season here in the Eastern League at the Diamond. What is the latest with the second half standings?
So the latest with the second half standings, the Curve are currently in first place in the Southwest Division, 2.5 games above Richmond. However, next week, Flying Squirrels are playing the Curve. So that's a really key opportunity for Richmond to try and gain some ground in the second half standings. Richmond's right now at 18-16. They're playing Erie this week in Erie, Pennsylvania, but the last couple days, they've been able to handle the big offense that the Seawolves have had this year. I will say the Seawolves have some of the top prospects in baseball on their roster. It doesn't really matter to these pitchers. They have grinded through at-bats. They have done everything they can to limit the damage, and they've handled a lot of this quote-unquote big prospect talent at bay so far, which has been awesome to see from the Flying Squirrels. So it's going to be a very important series next week against Altoona. Flying Squirrels could definitely gain some ground with some wins next week.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Squirrels to get back home, though, and have another homestand at the Diamond. What are some of the events that you got coming on in terms of giveaways and things like that at the Diamond? I saw, is there a retro jersey night coming up?
You and me both. Like, I'm so ready to be home. We've been on the road for 2 weeks, so I'm ready to be back. There are a few different promotions that are coming up next week. So our Tuesday is going to be Salute to the Peanut Night. That's always a fun one where we salute. The Peanut Growers Association across Virginia have some of our buddies in town for that night. Plus, a You Can't Have Fun Without Going Nuts t-shirts. Like you mentioned, the ERA's night, inspired by Natasha's version, will be coming up on that Sunday, which is also a 5:05 first pitch. I want to make that very clear that one is a 5:05. And along with that, like, we've got some other promotions coming up with next week against the Curve. There's a ton of different things that we're doing all season to, you know, salute some of those teams that have gone through the Diamond in years past. We won't have a retro jersey next week. However, we do have our Ardias Valladares game on Friday, August 15th. Nude look for that. But the next, like, retro jersey is going to be Thursday, August 28th, which is going to be part of the 1980s, saluting the Richmond Braves. We'll have a T-shirt giveaway for that game, and that's also the final game that the Flying Squirrels will wear these retro jerseys. They are available for auction right now if you go to the Flying Squirrels website. So if you go to the website, you can bid on those jerseys right now, and then after that game in later August, you'll be able to pick them up.
Blaine, always appreciate you joining the show, and I think I'm going to have to make sure I get to that August 12th game with the T-shirt. That T-shirt looks awesome. You can't have fun without going nuts, right? I need that
That's
on a
right.
T-shirt.
That's right. Yeah, it's a fun one. We always love our salute to the peanut night. Peanut growers are a big part of Virginia's economy, so it's great to see all the people coming up for that game.
Yeah, and you can't watch baseball without peanuts in my mind. Blaine, always appreciate the time, dude. Thank you so much. And, of course, you can hear Blaine and Trey Wilson on the call every game right here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Thanks a lot, dude.
Hey, thank you, Adam. I appreciate you having me on. It's going to be fun. The Flying Squirrels are playing really good baseball right now, so come out to the Diamond. Have fun. Go nuts, everybody.
This is AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.